Well, now, our Wednesday night is kind of about sharing thoughts. Next week's going to be that Dan Hare over there, the 6th of February. But tonight, the person that's going to be speaking and sharing her thoughts with us tonight is somebody that you already know and love. And if you just meet her tonight, I guarantee you're going to fall in love with her. She is really, within herself, is dedicated to working for God. And I predict that there's going to be a day when she'll be a minister in our church. She has tested and knows that she knows that she knows that she knows. And that's our Kimberly.
Well, I guess this better be a good talk then. Hello, everyone. Hi. So tonight I was kind of... What kind of came to me about this talk, I kind of want to talk about your purpose in life a little bit, or life purpose. And there's two things. We were in class on a Tuesday night probably a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and Millie was talking about life purpose, and there was a question raised during class that really kind of got me thinking. And then there was an event that I found out a friend of mine knows my ex-husband. And just in a roundabout way, which is really, but it got me to really, really kind of think about things and like revisit like where I've come in my life and how far I've come. So I'm going to start off with just think a little bit, like, what are you doing here? What is your purpose? We all come here to learn a life lesson, which is important and imperative to our spiritual growth. It's really important, this lesson that we're learning for this lifetime, so it can carry us forward into the next and the next and the next. But you know, your lesson how you learn it is really unique to you. And there can be a lot of different ways to learn this lesson. There can be a lot of people who are here doing the same lesson as you. They're just doing it a little differently. And no matter how you do it, it's the right way. So just always remember that as you go through your days, that how you're doing it, it's the right way for you. And maybe that'll give you a little bit more solitude in the fact that you're not doing it wrong. You know, you're doing it right. And so in Millie's class, the question came up was, do we have an option to change our life path this time? Because we can make choices. It's a logical question, right? Do you remember that, Jaylory, that question? And kind of through the discussion, it kind of became clear that we have one purpose. We have a purpose to fulfill this lifetime. But our choices are about how easy or how difficult we make it and how we go down that path. You know, there's a lot of options here. And we can make it easy. We can make it difficult. We can make it a combination of both. And I'm sure we all have a combination of both, you know. I think I left my page. Okay, I'm going to wing it because I didn't bring my whole notes. So did you take the easy route one day because you thought that it would be the easier way to go, only to find out it was the harder way to go because there was a lot of things that came up? It wasn't as easy. The easy road is never necessarily easy. There's a lot of things that come up along the way, and you still kind of get back to the same path, but you kind of made it a little bit more difficult on yourself because you thought, oh, I'll take the easy way out. And, you know, relationships is a perfect time. You know, there's a lot of people that continually go through a relationship, a romantic relationship, where they go from one to the next, and it's the same type of relationship. And it might take them 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times, you know, but maybe if they had learned it the first time and looked back at it, they'd not have gone through it again? Probably not. Probably they were supposed to take that 2, that 3, that 4, that 5 times to get their lesson. So don't beat yourself up over anything in life if it's taking you a little bit longer to do it. There might be a way, but maybe take time to regroup and say, well, why does that keep happening to me? So that you can kind of stop that pattern and move forward a little bit. You know, it sounds crazy, but there is a logic to the madness. The madness that you seem to be going through, there is a lot of logic to it if you just look at it from God's point, because he loves you. So it doesn't really matter what you're doing. He's going to love you anyway. You know, the goal is to strive to give out love to everybody and to love yourself, because you need to love yourself in order to grow spiritually. That's an important part of going it. Besides it being a choice of how we follow the yellow brick road of life, we're not alone in our journey. Who's with you on this journey? God? Your angels? Those free of the body, which is what we come here and we practice doing on Wednesday nights and on Sundays. And those that are in the body, aka alive, for those that don't maybe understand our terminology of in the body and out of the body. But you know what? What's important is that they're all part of your soul group. You know, they're a reason that they are in your life. They're part of the soul, your soul group. So what is a soul group? This is how I view a soul group. A soul group is a group of people who help us learn life lessons. While we're on the other side, we make an agreement with our soul groups to meet at some point in this life and for them to help you with a lesson in this life, whether it's an easy lesson or a hard lesson. So look at the people in your life, friends, family, coworkers, church, teachers, the person who makes your coffee every morning, you know, if you go to a coffee shop, wherever it is, you know, ask yourself, is the relationship easy, loving? Is it kind of a carefree relationship? Or is the relationship difficult? We have more than one type of relationship in our life. We have the easy ones and we have the difficult ones. And, you know, and remember, each one is very, very important to your growth, especially your spiritual growth. And it all has a purpose. You know, it's just unfortunately some of them are harder to learn or to people to be around than others. So let's look at the easy relationship. So when was the last time you really connected with someone? You connected in a way that you just thought, wow, God just gave me that answer right in front of me because there's that person, or this person finishes your sentences, or they just, when you're thinking about them, all of a sudden they call you. Like that happened today. I was thinking about Kate in New Hampshire, and I was thinking about her going, I really need to text her. And all of a sudden there's a text message from her today that says, hi, I was just thinking about you. How are you? Well, how great is that? Because it's working. It's not a coincidence. You know, like we're still connecting. It doesn't matter that she lives on the East Coast. We're still connecting. Our souls are connecting. And we're listening to God give us direction to contact that person. So that's pretty, to me, that's pretty cool. I think it's really neat that when that happens. Or do you find ending someone's sentences? That happens, my friend Kristen and I here, that happens a lot, you know? But there's people that are coming into your life. When you think about all those people, all that happiness, you found a member of your soul group, you know? So then what about the difficult people in your life? And yes, they are part of your soul group as well. I mean, do you know or love someone who seems to be in your life to point out your weaknesses or your hard times or your insecurities? Who calls you on all your mistakes? Why do we choose someone who just doesn't give us a break? Who challenges us at every single turn? Wherever we look, they have a comment about what we're doing or who we are. But think of it this way. They are our mirror. They keep us honest and on course. And if we'll listen and genuinely hear them, but we don't always want to hear them, do we? It's not easy to learn to hear something not so good about yourself. They speak the hardest truths, the ones that make us cringe with recognition. They are our allies, and they are our allies, though, in our growth and our strength and our building of our spiritual development and our character. And they're here to help us with that, with whatever it is. So you kind of think of this. If they're our mirror, are we their mirror as well? Because there's a purpose for it. They're not just our lesson. We're probably a lesson for them in return at the same time. So everything we do, remember that what you're doing towards somebody else, you're part of their lesson too. They're not just part of your lesson. It's a, you know, it's just give and give and give. It's not like a give take necessarily. So you don't get to where you're going if everyone thinks you're just great. These people force you to deal with your stuff. On a soul level, many signed up to show you up for you in just this way at the right time and the right place. It could be so much as like someone cut you off in a car. And what do? You get really mad, yell, and you might call them names. Well, maybe gets you to stop to think, well, would God do this to this person? You don't know if they just went through a bad day or what it is. It kind of helps you rethink where your thoughts are and where they're going. So both the easy and difficult relationships are important, and they're not a coincidence. You choose them because you knew it would give you the best chance to learn so many life lessons and to grow spiritually. In this room, each one of us here can learn something here tonight, and we were all meant to be here tonight. The best part of it was your choice to be here tonight. Even if you were coerced a little bit, you still made a choice to be here. That's the beauty of being in the body. You have a choice. We always have a choice to make it better for ourselves. We always have that choice. I would like to think that it got easier because of the love, though, that's in this room. By coming here, for me, coming here every week, there's so much love that I can be having the worst day, and somehow it reminds me to give back to someone else, to give love back to someone else. And it raises my vibration. It makes me happy. And it's part of my spiritual growth is to get happier and happier and fill your cup full of love. And this place does that. So, I mean, if every one of you thinks about it, you're probably here because it's such a good place. And if you're new for the first time, be surprised if you don't come back. It's a great place. There's so much love in this room. I mean, you've come here. Do you feel the love that's in this room? I mean, I see all your beautiful faces looking at me and sending me cheer. And to me, that's a blessing. That's love. That's the best thing that I could ask for. But think about the person that you randomly sit next to in the coffee shop. And you just smile and say hi. Maybe you're the only person that will smile at them that day or say hi to them that day. And you could have totally made a difference and shifted how they're thinking because you smiled at them, they smile at somebody else, kind of like those, the pay it forward. And so you kind of get glimpses as you go along in your life to remind you that if you were ever wondering if something, you did the right choice, it comes along to show you that you did. And that's kind of what happened to me with, I saw a picture tagged with a friend in Facebook, and I said, I was looking, I said, okay, weird. Why is he in this picture? And it's my ex-husband, and then it's his wife. And I thought, okay, how does she know this person? I mean, how random is that to know? And it was very interesting. You know, knew each other through a friend of a friend, and it made me like look back and think just how the person reacted to when they found out that we were friends, that I'm so grateful I am not in that relationship any longer, because they're still in the same place that they were when I divorced him 12 years ago, or when we were friends. And that's fine, because they're in the exact path that they're supposed to be in. But I would not spiritually be where I am today, or be here, standing here today, if I was still in that relationship. And I know that for a fact, because I know the values of him and me, and just the life then. So I'm very grateful that that didn't work out. I'm grateful for that. Because it helped me, it just helped me like really think about how far I've come in the last 12 years and where I'm at, and to let go of that bitterness and that hatred and just know that I can move forward in life is the biggest blessing I could have given to myself. He was a life lesson for me. And, you know, and I've really struggled and tried to not make that same mistake again in my relationships. I made it once, more time, but, you know, but it really gave me what I needed to know, like that I'm doing the right thing. I'm on the right path. So God knows how to work out things strangely enough. You know, he really does. And I think that's great, because if you look at everything with graciousness and love and kindness, you're going to see the blessings that are really there and how far you've come in life. So a few tips to making it easier on this path. Don't waste your time on things you know aren't from God. Meaning, you know, if you want a husband or wife who believes in this thought pattern, you probably don't want to go to an atheist convention. Not going to find them. You know, or maybe participating in things that you know aren't right for yourself or wrong for yourself. Well, then don't do them. Because what is that doing? It's kind of taking you off course a little bit. Trust that gut. Trust what your inner self is telling you. And don't let the people around you talk you into things that you really don't want to do. Just because it sounds good doesn't mean it's good for you. You know, good idea from the world's view doesn't mean it's God's plan for you. Following God's lead sometimes means you have to say no to many well-meaning family members or friends. It just comes down to the decision to follow, no matter where it leads. It's trusting yourself, you know. Revisit and review. Take some time over the next week or two to look at your past relationships. And I'm not just talking romantic relationships, friendships, family. And go through and list what you think you learned from that relationship, if you're not sure. And then put them together and see if you kind of see a theme or some of the life lessons that you have been that you're learning. Or maybe you might actually see what your life purpose is. Because there it is. Every event that's happened in your life is part of that purpose. So just kind of, it's a good way to just take time and just evaluate and give yourself a pat on the back, because you've all come a long way on your spiritual growth. You're here wanting to talk to God right now and listen, and you're just opening your hearts. So you should all be proud of that right now. There's people that are afraid to open up, but you sitting in this room, you're not afraid to open up. You're wanting that love to be received to you. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. At any age, in any situation, for every possible life path, there is value you can provide. Look closely and you will see opportunities everywhere. Spread your light through love and kindness to the people around you. And let the giving spirit you initiate spread like a virus, infinitely touching the lives of people you may never meet, across boundaries you may never cross, in ways you may never have thought possible. I thank each and every one of you for being part of my life lesson.
That young lady sure has been doing some thinking and self-evaluating, and which is what we all need to keep doing, don't we? About the time you think you know yourself, you turn around and find out you don't know yourself at all. And start all over again. What do you say, JR? Oh, it's a fantastic world we live in, and this is such a tremendous opportunity we have to walk on this earth. You painted some really good pictures, honey.
Thank you.
Painting pictures with words. Thank you. Thank you.